I will assume for the purposes of this discussion that you are still up to soul work. You are still seeking to realize, make real, who you truly are. Life will give you bountiful opportunities to create that. Remember, life is not a process of discovery. Life is a process of creation. You can create who you are over and over again. Indeed, you do every day. As things now stand, you do not always come up with the same answer, however. Given an identical outer experience, on day one, you may choose to be patient, loving, and kind in relationship to it. On day two, you may choose to be angry, ugly, and sad. The master is one who always comes up with the same answer, and that answer is always the highest choice. In this, the master is imminently predictable. Conversely, the student is completely unpredictable. One can tell how one is doing on the road to mastery by simply noticing how predictably one makes the highest choice in responding or reacting to any situation. Of course, this throws open the question, what choice is highest? That's a question around which have revolved the philosophies and theologies of man since the beginning of time. If the question truly engages you, you are already on your way to mastery. For it is still true that most people continue to be engaged by another question altogether. Not what is the highest choice, but what is the most profitable? Or how can I lose the least? When life is lived from a standpoint of damage control or optimum advantage, the true benefit of life is forfeited. The opportunity is lost. The chance is missed. For a life lived thusly is a life lived with fear, and that life speaks a lie about you. For you are not fear. You are love. Love that needs no protection. Love that cannot be lost. Yet you will never know this in your experience if you continually answer the second question and not the first. For only a person who thinks there is something to gain or to lose asks the second question. And only a person who sees life in a different way, who sees self as a higher being, who understands that winning or losing is not the test, but only loving or failing to love. Only that person asks the first. He who asks the second question says, I am my body. She who asks the first says, I am my soul. Yea, let all those who have ears to hear listen. For I tell you this, at the critical juncture in all human relationships, there is only one question. What would love do now? No other question is relevant. No other question is meaningful. No other question has any importance to your soul.